The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 32 degrees with a few clouds. Plans for a battery storage plant west of Oxford in south central Kansas are stopped, at least for now, following a unanimous vote from 3 Sumner County commissioners. Yesterday, the county commission overturned a recommendation from the Sumner County Planning and Zoning Board in denying the issuance of a conditional use permit for NextEra Energy to build its battery storage facility. County residents at the commission meeting reportedly gave commissioners a standing ovation following the vote to reject the battery storage plant plans. The Sumner County's attorney advised that regardless of the commission decision, there's a possibility of appeal. Searchers in Texas have located a body that could be a teenager who has been missing about a week.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar said the body has not yet been positively identified by a coroner, but clothing on it matched what 19-year-old Camila Olmos was last seen wearing. No cause or manner of death has been given. Sheriff Salazar said an additional find is adding to concerns about why Olmos disappeared.
We found a firearm very near the body. And in this particular case, we were actually looking for a firearm as well that had come up missing.
Sheriff Salazar said their investigation did reveal suicidal tendencies from Olmos. He said it may be at least a day before there is a confirmed identity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 43-year-old man is charged with attempted murder and other crimes after he allegedly hit a woman with a hammer on Christmas Eve. According to Sedgwick County court records, Jason Eastburn is charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated burglary, aggravated child endangerment, criminal threat, and criminal damage to property. Officers responded last Wednesday morning to the 7200 block of East 24th Street North. A police report lists 3 victims. Eastburn is jailed on $2 million bond. Demolition of Wichita's Wesley Medical Center parking garage is set to begin next week.
On Tuesday, the hospital will begin a 2-year construction project to replace their aging public parking garage with a new, larger structure, beginning with the demolition of the existing structure at Hillside and Murdoch. New parking requirements for patients, visitors, and colleagues will go into effect on January 5th. The new $65 million parking garage will offer a total of 1,359 parking spaces, an increase of 466 spaces from the current garage. Patients and visitors to Wesley Medical Center will also find parking information and instructions on their website, wesleymc.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News this has been a really busy year for the county. He says there are several good success stories, but he says the biggest accomplishment is in the county workforce.
We've stabilized the workforce at Sedgwick County. You know, we had, from 2020 on, there was significant staffing challenges. Lost a third of our paramedics with EMS, was only at 64% staffing at 911. All of that has changed. We're over 93% staffing at the county now, and because of that stability, all the outputs that we measure, response times, call times, overtime, things of that sort, all of that has changed for the better.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Wichita Thunder will be back on ice this evening. Yesterday, the ECHL and the Professional Hockey Players Association ratified a new collective bargaining agreement, and that allows for the regular season to start back up, and the Wichita Thunder's next game tonight will take place as scheduled. The new agreement will increase player compensation and improve health and safety for players. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. 31 degrees. In California, three hikers were found dead on Mount Baldy, including a teen who fell about 500 feet. Public Information Officer Jenny Smith spoke to reporters.
An air medic was able to lower himself down to those three individuals, and he did declare them deceased.
County rescue teams were unable to reach the bodies of the deceased sooner because of high winds. 14 people have died on that mountain since 2020. Expanded Obamacare subsidies are set to expire today.
Affordable Care Act health care plans go up, in some cases more than 100%, as expanded subsidies expire today. Many saw the increased costs factored into their plans when open enrollment began in November. A demand by Democrats to extend the subsidies drove the recent government shutdown. Before breaking for the holidays, the House passed a bill meant to address health care costs, but it did not extend the subsidies. The Senate's not expected to pick that up. Four House Republicans broke with Democrats, signing a discharge petition that would extend the subsidies. That is expected to be brought for a vote when the House returns, and some legislation meant to address health care costs could pass before open enrollment officially ends January 15th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California delays revoking 1,700 commercial driver's licenses issued to illegals after immigration activist groups sued over the issue.
The state delaying the revocations to allow more time for truckers and bus drivers who legally qualify to take steps to keep theirs. The Federal Transportation Department started cracking down on commercial licenses held by illegal immigrants after a truck driver not authorized to be in the country killed three people in a crash in Florida. California is reforming its licensing to meet federal guidelines. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Washington Monument will be transformed into a giant birthday candle tonight to begin celebrating the country's 250th anniversary.
Freedom 250, the organization launched by President Trump to lead a year-long celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary, is turning the Washington Monument into a 250-foot birthday candle. Tonight, the monument will be illuminated, marking the arrival of the national celebration. Organizers will illuminate the monument every evening through January 5th with different visuals, they say, that tell the story of America. The nightly lightings are free and open to the public. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far in traffic, everything's been looking okay. The traffic conditions are good out there. We did have the report of a structure on fire in the North Wichita area, 2700 block of North Amadon. Just watch for fire crews in that area. Again, that's the 2700 block of North Amadon. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From 1712, we're kicking off the final day of the year on the cool side. Temperatures in those 20s this morning, then later today a high of 56 with those sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. If you have plans to be out and about tonight, temperatures will be steadily falling by midnight in the 30s and then eventually in those upper 20s by your Thursday morning. Have a weak cold front pushing in tonight. Could bring in some more clouds and some patchy fog heading into your New Year's Day morning. And then looking at some more clouds throughout the day, high of 50 for your Thursday. Even more clouds expected Friday with a high of 49 degrees. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
And now we have a clear sky, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, 31 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 6:12, and this is Steve and Ted show number 7087. And if nothing changes between now and a couple of hours, this is our last one.
Yeah, this is the end of the line.
Good morning,
7087.
Good Lord.
I'm going to keep the count going since I'm still
here. Oh, are you going? Okay, there you go.
For me personally, so I'll have to write that number down.
All right. Yesterday's
high. But for you and me, this is it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different this morning because we've got some guests going to check in with us. So we'll keep the format, basically. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Whoever calls in. On this date in 1967, the Ice Bowl game was played when the Dallas Cowboys faced the Green Bay Packers for the NFL championship. The coldest game in NFL history with a game time temperature of 15 below zero. And there were people in the stands, right, Ted?
That tundra was frozen.
The frozen tundra. The dangerous cold in which wind chills plunged to 35 to 40 below overwhelmed the new turf heating system installed at Lambeau Field.
Good luck.
Turned the field into a sheet of ice,
mm-hmm.
and the blades of grass felt like needles, so cold that when the referee signaled the start of the game, the whistle froze to his mouth.
I shouldn't laugh. That's not
funny. No kidding.
But, man.
Four fans suffered heart attacks, while hundreds more were treated for frostbite and hypothermia. Among them were seven members of the band that was to perform at halftime. All seven members were sent to hospitals. One elderly spectator died. When the Packers started their final game-winning drive, wind chills were just around 50 below zero. 1967, the Ice Bowl. I think in the interest of sanity, I would have called it off. I said, let's do it next week.
Well, if this were played in today's world, they would call it off.
Yeah.
Back then,
hey, it's football.
It's football. No matter what the weather is, you're playing football.
That's right. You got to play. All right. On this date, December 31st, in 1967, Evel Knievel attempted his longest jump, 141 feet over the Caesars Palace Fountain in Las Vegas. He missed the landing at 90 miles per hour, sustaining serious injuries. I think there's a video of that.
Oh, sure.
It was on ABC Wide World of Sports or something. His global fame went through the roof.
Of course.
A few years later, I interviewed Knievel.
I know. You have a personal connection.
He was in town to do a jump. In fact, I watched him jump out at 81 Speedway. And he had a cane that he was walking on, and he picked it up, and he unscrewed the top and poured something in a glass. And I said, what do you got in there? He says, wild turkey.
Well, as many bones as he broke in his lifetime, he needed fortification.
It was an interesting man. I think a little nutty for what he was doing there, but he made a name for himself. I'm still talking about him.
And that Evel Knievel Museum that was in Topeka.
It was in Topeka.
Just amazing. One of the best museums I've ever
been to. And they moved it where? Vegas?
I think they moved it to Vegas.
Probably. Yeah. An Illinois woman mistakenly bought the wrong fast play lottery ticket online, and the mistake ended up winning her $250,000 jackpot. Identified only as Holly, she told Illinois lottery officials she had meant to buy a $2 fast play ticket on the lottery's website, but accidentally purchased a $20 magnificent multiplier ticket. How do you keep all these tickets straight? Holly said, her winnings will go toward building a new family home and buying a baby grand piano.
Oh, good.
All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and a lot of what we do today is going to be kind of off the clock, so to speak. It's a little unusual, but we did have a wild, wild party around here last night. Our good friend Dan O'Neill's calling it quits after today as well. And so the company threw a little bash for him, and it was kind of for me and you, too. And
well, it's not for me.
I mean, my retirement, the morning team's breaking up, but had a little barbecue.
And then we sat
around and just for a little bit told some stories.
Yeah, it
was fun.
It was. Two longtime KNSS employees are leaving after today.
That's right. Today is the last day. So, Ted, I know you've got some
people. I don't know why I'm staying. I guess I feel some sort of obligation.
You're not old enough to retire.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is.
You're still a young man.
I knew there was something.
Got your whole life ahead of you.
I still have bills to pay.
Yeah. All right, well, we can talk about whatever you want to today and see what else I want to say. Anyway, for now, I think that's about all I want to talk about. But I've got some stuff to – I got a person I want to acknowledge that we ran into. Shelly and I met yesterday.
Oh, good.
A delightful woman, and I'm going to tell you about that. And, of course, the usual information.
Yeah, we did have a good time last night.
We got Mitch Holthus in the 8 o'clock hour?
Yes. Usually we have Mitch on a Friday, but we don't have a show Friday. So Mitch is going to have the big season conclusion, the Ploppa report.
The Ploppa, all right.
The final Chiefs game is on Sunday, so we'll have Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, live 2 hours from now in the 8 o'clock hour. Make sure you're here for that.
Been very rewarding for me to get to know Mitch a little bit, you know, over the years. And actually, we were checked into the KAB, Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame, in the same class.
What year was that?
2008.
Okay. I knew you would know.
2008. That was, what, 17 years ago. And they put me in the Hall of Fame then.
That's pretty dang good class.
I wonder if I get another, get one more. I don't know.
You and Mitch and Merrill Teller and Jim O'Donnell were in that class. My gosh.
2008. Okay. Let's get on with it. 6:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Lead off sports now with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, I'm just quickly. We did mention the Chiefs. Last game of the season, Sunday, in Las Vegas against division rival, the Raiders. So we've got, 2 hours from now, we'll have Mitch Holthus on live with us in the 8 o'clock hour.
They won't have a frozen tundra there.
Not in Las Vegas. They have one of the brand new cool stadiums where everything is pretty up to date. And, so we got Mitch Holthus with us. And Mitch will have the call of the game on Sunday. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock Sunday, and then that'll be right here on 98.7, 1330 KNSS. So we've got all that going on. All right, men's basketball tonight on New Year's Eve. Wichita State opens up American Conference play at UAB. Both teams with winning records. Blazers are 9-4. Shocks are 8-5. Shocks are a 3.5-point underdog heading onto the road. The Shocks have lost their conference opener 4 years in a row. I'd like to stop that streak this afternoon.
Yeah.
The Shocks have never lost, though, in Birmingham. 2-0 against the Blazers on the road.
Let's go get them.
Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 2:30 this afternoon. The game will tip off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Shocker basketball, and of course, that's over live on 103.7 KEYN. Later in the weekend for Kansas State and KU men's basketball teams, K-State opens up Big 12 conference play Saturday in Manhattan against a top 10 team. The Wildcats hosting 10th-ranked BYU, who comes in on a 9-game winning streak. K-State has won 4 in a row. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball at 11:30 Saturday morning, and that is over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Then before that game is over, KU will have its Big 12 conference opener. The Jayhawks are in Orlando taking on UCF, a team that is on a 10-game winning streak. KU has won 4 in a row. That'll tip off at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We have hockey, a lot of hockey coming up in the next few days, straddling the new year, the old year and the new year. And as a player, the players' strike is finished. It's back to the ice now after a couple of postponed games. 3 games in 4 days for the Thunder downtown at Interest Bank Arena against the Utah Grizzlies. Tonight's game is at 6:05 on New Year's Eve. There are packages available for tickets and champagne flutes.
Ooh, champagne flutes.
If you want that, yeah. And there are some buy one, get one tickets available from Mr. Wings. So check that out for tonight. And then a day off on New Year's Day and then back at it. 7:05 on Friday night and 6:05 on Saturday night. On Thunderdog's 33rd birthday. One of the great events on the Thunder calendar every year. T-Dog celebrating a birthday, big birthday bash on Saturday night at the Thunder game downtown. And, of course, it's New Year's Eve, and I always look forward to New Year's Eve because it's a great Wichita birthday. As Shocker basketball legend, Cleo Littleton is 93 years old
still
today.
Still with us?
Yep.
Wow.
Born on New Year's Eve. And for more than 70 years, he is still, the all-time leading scorer in Wichita State basketball history. 2,164 career points.
Wow.
He's held that for more than 70 years. Of course, he had a prolific high school career right here in town at Wichita East High School for the Blue Aces, playing for future Hall of Fame head coach, Ralph Miller.
Ralph Miller, yeah.
East High School. Littleton, at 6'3", decided to stay home and play for Coach Miller at the University of Wichita. And then Littleton became the first college player west of the Mississippi River to score 2,000 points in a career. Of course, his number 13 jersey is among the five retired numbers that hang from the rafters at Coke Arena for Wichita State. Happy birthday, happy 93rd birthday to Cleo Littleton, the Shocker basketball legend. And we'll have more on Cleo's life and times coming up next hour.
So. I know there's a statue out at the arena of Dave Stallworth.
Yes.
Is there a Cleo statue?
There is not.
All right, folks, come on. I mean, well, Shockers overlook a lot. It seems to me they overlook a lot. Like, well, Cleo, like, you know, a guy named Warren Armstrong.
Well, Cleo there's Littleton. Another guy that
wow. Needs, come on, guys.
Needs some recognition.
You got to celebrate him.
Go I know. Ted. So there you go. We'll have more on Cleo and his big birthday today, next hour in sports. So stay tuned for that. Hey, sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with a sincere congratulations to Steve McIntosh.
Oh, really?
On brewing up an amazing career. WBC toasts you for your commitment to our community. Wichita Brewing Company with a big cheers to you, Steve.
Been in there a few times and I really enjoy those folks. Mm-hmm. All right, Ted. Coming up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Healthcare advice for your college-age kids, which, if they're like mine, they will ignore you. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Wednesday morning, last day of the year. A Wichita man has been charged in the death of his daughter. 19-year-old Zachariah Howard made his first appearance in Sedgwick County District Court after he was charged last week with first-degree murder and child abuse in the infant's death. Bond is set at $250,000. His next court appearance scheduled for January 14th. Two men tied to a ransomware group each face 20 years in federal prison for their part in the hacking attack on a major insurance company.
The U.S. Justice Department says two men have pleaded guilty in a Miami federal courtroom to partaking in hacking schemes involving ransomware used to shake down corporations. The bad software locks a company out of its own systems and demands payment to release it. But the two men had top careers at top U.S. cybersecurity firms, even though they were working for or with the notorious hacker group known as Black Cat, a primarily Russian group blamed for the 2024 takedown of Change Healthcare, which stole patient data and clogged up payment systems for providers. A $22 million ransom was paid. Eben Brown, Fox News.
2025 saw some high-profile members of Congress making plans to leave Capitol Hill.
Longtime leaders like Senator Mitch McConnell and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced plans to retire from Congress, with 2026 being their last year in elected office, while they, along with former House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, plan to serve out the remainder of their term, others didn't wait. Former House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green retired this summer, while Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene will leave office on Monday. 2025 also saw the passing of Democrats Sylvester Turner, Jerry Connolly, and Raul Grijalva. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former U.S. Senator from Colorado, Ben Nighthorse Campbell, has died.
Nighthorse Campbell was known for his passionate advocacy of Native American issues and was instrumental in the establishment of the Native American Museum at the Smithsonian. He often wore cowboy boots and bolo ties and even once took to the Senate floor in full Indian headdress. A Democrat, he stunned his party when he suddenly became a Republican. Nighthorse Campbell died of natural causes. He was 92. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News 2025 has been a really busy year. That he says there are plenty of challenges for the year ahead.
How do we look at some of the juvenile issues that we're having in the community, with the foster care and juvenile corrections? And as you see, every day it feels like we're seeing more juvenile crime in our community. And you know, how do we address this? And how do we make policy that's directed more towards connecting to healthy families? You know, how do we have functional relationships with our 20 cities in Sedgwick County?
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. And now the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Team 12, we're kicking off the final day of the year on the cool side. Temperatures in those 20s this morning, but later today, a high of 56 with those sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. If you have plans to be out and about tonight, temperatures will be steadily falling by midnight in the 30s and then eventually in those upper 20s by your Thursday morning. Have a weak cold front pushing in tonight. Could bring in some more clouds and some patchy fog heading into your New Year's Day morning. And then looking at some more clouds throughout the day, high of 50 for your Thursday. Even more clouds expected Friday with a high of 49 degrees. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, 31 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34, Stephen Ted in the morning here on the last day of December, the last day of the year, and the last day of my radio career. On this date in 1879, in the first public demonstration of his incandescent light bulb, American inventor Thomas Alva Edison lit up a street in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Pennsylvania Railroad Company ran special trains to Menlo Park on the day of the demonstration in response to public enthusiasm over the event. The public cheered up for that. Well, how about that?
And certainly it's something that changed the world.
Thomas Alva Edison. Okay. Let's see here. Authorities in New Jersey on the hunt for a wallaby that escaped from an animal sanctuary and was spotted hopping through a Walmart parking lot.
Boing, boing, boing.
And the Lots of Love Farm in Williamstown said on social media that the wallaby named Rex escaped from the facility Monday night. Wallabies are smaller cousins of kangaroos.
Where was this?
This was in Illinois. Okay. In New Jersey.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
I got a birthday. You got any birthdays right off the
coup? Oh, I got a couple. Well, I got one.
You got one?
What did is it one of our former coworkers?
No. I'll share mine first. Okay. His name is Bruce Wilkers, and Bruce is, he's been around, well, it's his 75th birthday today. The guy, he worked at Fidelity Bank and Fidelity Savings for years. I understand he was in charge of the change counting machine there. Mm. A very important job. Well,
of course.
He's retired now. I think he's thinking about retiring to his hometown of Clyde, Kansas. You know where Clyde is, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Just a few miles west of Clifton. Oh,
Clifton
can't miss
Clyde
it.
High School.
Clifton Clyde. All right.
And, you know, birthday, it's Bruce. Appropriate that we're retiring the penny, and he's retiring
yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah. He's a penny. He's a penny guy. What do you got?
I think I had it written down that one of our former coworkers, Jerry Sherwood, is having a birthday today.
Jerry?
And I know we both worked with Jerry.
I worked with Jerry, about three times. But
yeah, you worked with him multiple times.
I see about disc golfing down in the park.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I last time, a couple years ago, I think he's gotten too old to do that now. I'm not sure. But Jerry's having a
I had him written down as a New Year's Eve birthday.
Haven't seen him for a while. Okay.
But he was a good guy to work with.
Hope Jerry's doing well. Yeah. He actually, he actually worked at the old KWBB after I was there. He's been around a while. He's an older guy. What else you got?
That's all I got.
That's all you got? All right. See what else I've got here. Did Bob Layton having a birthday?
No.
No. He's having, this is his last day at work.
Yes.
The city manager is leaving after today. And
16 years on the job.
Yeah.
And this is his last day on the big penthouse office there on the 13th floor of City Hall.
Yeah. That's, we accused him one time of having the largest office probably west of the Mississippi. I understand there's a basketball court in there. And now he's put in pickleball. So it's pretty cavernous, I understand. So, and I know all the other employees in City Hall are jealous of that. Because that's anyway, have a good one, Bob.
Yes.
Him a number of times.
Thank you for your service
service.
Last 16 years, guiding this city as the city manager role. And now an end of an era there, too.
Because we had this party for Dan O'Neill last night. And I guess I was kind of honored too, but Dan's retiring. And our brand manager, our operations manager, Tony Dusing, of course, he arranged the barbecue.
Yeah.
We had some great barbecue.
We had Hog Wild in
Hog
here
Wild.
Last night.
And I went over there and I made myself a little brisket sandwich.
Yes, you did, which looked good.
And I thought, put the sauce on whatever. And I thought, this is kind of mild. Not much kick to it. Well, Tony comes over and said, don't confuse those little pots there because this is gravy over here, and this is sauce over here. So I put gravy
on my barbecue,
and I didn't have any, I couldn't find any gravy to put
like
on my
beef gravy. Yeah,
yeah, on my mashed potatoes. So I had mashed potatoes without gravy, and a huge mix-up. Anyway.
Well, see, I saw the gravy sitting there. I didn't know what it was either. And I looked at it and the color of it, I thought, is this some kind of vinegary barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
I didn't even touch it. Then we all realized, oh, that's brown gravy.
Okay. Well, if that's the biggest tragedy we have to deal with today, it's not much.
Once we understood that, I had the mashed potatoes and gravy and it was good.
Great. And for my second and third helpings, they were fine.
Yummy.
Okay. It's 6:39 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Trading Tuesday was quiet for the futures market and also for the cash market. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures did manage to trade mostly higher with new highs made for the week. The entire cattle complex also closed with triple-digit gains. The March and August feeders filled their open chart gaps yesterday. December live cattle futures expired today at noon, and lean hog futures traded higher and closed positive on bull spreading action. February live cattle were $1.50 higher at $230.47. March feeders up $2.90 at $344.57. Feb lean hogs 97 higher at $85.45. Now, despite China and an unknown destination buying U.S. soybeans and flash sales yesterday, the soybeans closed negative, along with the wheat and corn futures. Now, today is first notice day for January soybean futures and the meal and soy oil. Ag markets have regular closing times today and will reopen on Friday morning at 8:30. At the moment, March KC wheat down 5.25 cents at 5.16¾. March corn down a penny and a quarter at 4.39¼. March soybeans down 4 cents at 10.58¼. February crude oil is 30 cents higher at $58.25. February gold down $60.60 at $4,325.5. The March S&P is down 9 points at $6,935.5. March dollar index down 2 cents at $97.94. And the March Dow Jones futures 34 points lower at $48,616. Might also throw in the March silver. It's down $6.82 at $71.09. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I hope the markets don't plunge today based on the news that I'm retiring after today. I don't think it will happen, but I guess it could, huh? What do you think?
It's a possibility, and I guarantee you one thing, Steve. If it does, we will definitely give you the credit for breaking it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, last day. It's been a pleasure. How many – you sent me an email the other day, but how many years have you been on with us now?
Since April of 2005.
Wow. That's a long time. You think
it is a long time.
We'd think you'd get it right sooner or later.
Well, maybe with the next new guys coming in, maybe I can improve then.
Hey, you've done a great job.
You know
job.
Me well enough. I'm not going to be any help to you,
yeah.
Tom. Well, can I depend on John?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I don't think he's a farm guy either, so it could be a disaster. We'll see.
Also, I'm going to go into another stage of having to teach and make them learn what's going on.
Yeah. You do that with me every Monday.
Well, I tell you, Steve, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor being with you this many years. It's not too many people you get to work with that, you know, had the same job for this many years. And it's amazing.
It's kind of boring, too. Listen, hey, thanks for all you've done for us. And we appreciate it, Tom. It's your lovely wife. And you're a great guy. And appreciate working with you. Been good.
Well, I've enjoyed it, too, and I hope you have a fantastic retirement. You enjoy the rest of your life, and, you know, don't bug your wife too much by being around all the time.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what bull spreading action and live cattle and feeder cattle are feeder all about. And
lean hogs.
Lean hogs.
Yeah. Who ever heard of a lean hog? All right, sir.
That's a hog that's on a diet.
There you go. All right, Tom, have a good one, Will. We'll talk to you soon, I hope. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
What is a family office?
Okay.
Be a room with a desk in it, right?
Well, you would think.
Probably a little more
than
that.
Sure, he will explain.
Sure thing. Don Grant on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 6:47 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Sumner County Commission says no to a battery storage plant near Oxford. Searchers in Texas have located a body believed to be a missing teen. New Year's Eve tradition calls for a midnight toast to welcome 2026.
Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic conditions today remain pretty good. In fact, the traffic volumes really haven't picked up very much. It appears maybe a lot of people are taking today off. I'm just not seeing a whole lot of traffic on the roadways out there. Normally, this time of morning, this is when the road construction areas would really start to back up. I am seeing a decent amount of traffic up on K-96 right about now, headed towards that North Junction. So westbound on K-96 headed towards the North Junction. But again, those road construction areas really do start to slow things down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 58 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 30. And then for Thursday, first day of the new year, partly sunny, tomorrow's high 49 degrees. Now clear sky, west wind at 7 miles per hour, 31 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A mother accused of killing her daughter entered her plea in court after she was arrested last week.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Ashley Buzzard has pleaded not guilty to killing her 9-year-old daughter, Melody, during an emotional arraignment in Santa Barbara County Superior Court. The 40-year-old was arraigned on charges of first-degree murder, lying in wait, and related firearm charges in the death of her daughter, whose remains were found December 6th in a remote area of Utah. The courtroom erupted in gasps as Buzzard pleaded not guilty to all charges. Police allege Buzzard shot and killed Melody during a multi-state road trip in October before returning alone to Santa Barbara County. Sheriff's officials say Buzzard rented a vehicle and wore wigs and other disguises and was seen on video swapping license plates and backing into gas stations to avoid detection. Cartridge casings found near the Utah crime scene matched an expended casing found during a search of Buzzard's home. Investigators believe the killing occurred around October 9th. Buzzard's preliminary hearing is scheduled for January 7th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Today is the last day of trading on Wall Street this year.
On this next to the last day of trading of the year, Wall Street closes lower. The Dow dropping nearly 95 points, fueled by some late-day profit-taking. NASDAQ down 55, the S&P 500 off 9.5 points. Minutes from the Federal Reserve Board's December policy meeting show there is support for pausing further rate cuts well into the new year. To assess the impacts of the 3 rate cuts in 2025 and see what happens with inflation, President Trump, who plans to announce his choice to replace Fed Chairman Jerome Powell next month, has said his pick must agree that interest rate cuts are needed. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
What is a family office? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted and Jad. Well, you know, unless you're working for a rare employer who offers a pension, you are responsible for your own income in retirement. Now, many investors work with financial advisors, but how about those ultra, mega, super wealthy people? Who handles their money? Well, welcome to what's called a family office. As wealth grows more complex, financial decisions often become fragmented. Investments in one place, taxes in another, estate planning somewhere else. A family office brings those pieces all together. A family office is a comprehensive financial services model designed to manage a family's entire financial life. Instead of focusing just on individual products, it takes a coordinated, long-term approach to investments, tax planning, estate strategy, risk management, and philanthropy. Now, there are two main types of offices. First of all, there's a single family office. It serves one family, is typically used by families with significant multi-generational wealth. A multi-family office serves several families, offering similar services with shared resources and expertise. Now, what sets a family office apart is not just scale, but intent. The focus is on stewardship rather than transactions. This often includes helping families navigate major life events such as business sales, inheritance, liquidity events, and philanthropic planning. For families who want coordination and strategy, a family office can offer clarity and continuity. It's less about beating a benchmark this year and more about building a thoughtful framework that supports a family's financial well-being for decades to come. In short, a family office is not just about managing money. It's about managing complexity, protecting legacy, and giving families confidence in their financial futures. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600. And, of course, Happy New Year. And also, Steve McIntosh, your retirement, fair winds and following seas. And, of course, I wish you health, wealth, prosperity, and everything coming into your retirement.
Well, thanks, Don, for those kind words. Today is National Champagne Day, you know, so you can go ahead and have a glass of bubbly if you want there. For perfect time, New Year's Eve. I myself
certainly will.
Not a big fan of champagne, but...
Ooh, I'm a huge fan.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
How about it, Don? Are you a big fan?
I love me a good dry, like a brut, or even some of the drier, like the rosés, the blush champagnes are very nice, too. I'm surprised you guys don't have one popped open right now.
That's a great point.
Well, I personally don't like to get smashed till at least 8:30 in the morning, okay? It's been kind of a rule of my life here. Don, how many years have you been on with us, huh?
It's closing in on 23 sometime next year. So it's 22 and three quarters, something like that.
All right. Well, we've always had a good time. And
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I appreciate your help and your information all these years. I think you've made the show better, and I think that's a heck of a compliment for anybody.
Well, I really, really appreciate it. It has, even though I'm just there a couple of minutes, you know, and every weekday morning,
I have enjoyed working with you guys tremendously. I look forward to working with John and Ted going forward. And you guys are amazing. You've created something for Wichita that I don't think exists in many communities, except for maybe really, really large metro areas, having live active news that lets everybody start off their day knowing what's coming at them for the day. Is just an amazing phenomenon, and I hope that it continues for years to come.
I'd like to see that come live and local make a comeback in radio. We're getting a little bit like the Buffalo.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In so many markets, there's nothing. I mean, nothing on radio. So anyway,
I think
you're right.
So much of it is automated at this point in time, and it is nice to have real live people who are amazing at what they do, and that's you guys. And I'm very proud, very proud to have been a part of it for the past 22 and a half years.
Well, thank you, Don, for your contribution, and best of luck to you. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Coming up, our news at the top of the hour this morning. Sumner County Commission rejects battery storage plant. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.